Rob Pizzola is joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Rob is a professional sports gambler. Comes to us courtesy of the Hammer Betting Network. The Hammer produces daily sports betting content for every major sport. You can visit thehammer.bet. You can go to YouTube, search the Hammer HQ, or you can follow Rob on Twitter. Get all the action there at Rob Pizzola on Twitter. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Router's in Detroit. He's all excited about the draft.
I'm right by Canada.
Is your TV on, Crowder? Broadcast professional, Rob.
Well, you know what? At least he didn't lock himself out of his hotel room this time. He's in the room. This is a big upgrade from locking himself out of the room.
Right.
At least I'm here. I'm Rob.
Between the two, we'll take you just leaving the TV on rather than locking yourself out of the hotel room. Crowder has two comedy shows tonight in Detroit. You know, he's performed his comedy show in Florida, Miami, South Florida a couple of times, but this is the first, you know, like out of Florida performances. Two shows in Detroit tonight, Rob.
That's heavy right there. It's different, right? Like, I guess, I don't know if Crowder does any political jokes or if he skews one way or another in the comedy acts, but it's got to be very different doing comedy in Florida versus doing it in Michigan, right?
Rob, danger's real. Fear is created.
All right. That's just nonsense. I have a problem with Denzel Washington. Is that no matter what situation that he's in, he believes people want to hear some kind of nonsense like that you would read on a Bed Bath & Beyond pillow. You know, the pillows have all these cutesy sayings. And Crowder's the same way. You ask him something, he just feels like if he says something that might sound profound, especially the way that you say it, that kind of is what everybody's looking for. But I don't know if you ever see these clips of Denzel Washington. It doesn't matter where he's at. He always feels like he has to say something that seems profound. And my point, I think Crowder was doing a little Denzel there. My point to Crowder yesterday was, you know, sometimes you just want a picture with Denzel Washington. Yeah, you don't necessarily need someone to tell you how to change your life in 30 seconds in front of the elevator. You know?
Yeah, totally, totally understand it. I caught the end of last segment. Some very good comedy there. Mm. I mean, it's not like you guys have other things to talk about in Florida now. Panthers in the playoffs, draft coming up. It's renaming cookies, you know what, Caesar salad.
Sure.
Only the hard-hitting topics on your show, Mark.
I was actually thinking that exact thing as I was putting the cookies away. I was thinking to myself, not like there's a lot of sports going on right now.
Don't
literally cross my mind.
Don't mistake movement with progress.
Mm. Another one.
Mm. That is indeed another one. Yeah. That is indeed another one.
I wonder if he's got like a notepad or something with him and he's just slowly crossing them off one at a time.
No, it goes on bedbathandbeyond.com and it's the next pillow. The next pillow. Yeah. My best friend is my sister. Huh? What does that even mean? Or something like that. So, Rob is wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs hat, and the Panthers playoff series against the Lightning for us has been tremendous. Last night was one of the most exciting hockey games I've ever watched. Carter Verhaeghe, he does it again, and I know you saw Sergei Bobrovsky's save. I don't know if you saw it live and in like real speed. Where does that rank on saves that you've seen?
It's hard because there's always like recency bias in any sport. So whenever you see an amazing play, you're always like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I actually think it's right up there. I was watching the game live in real time. There's certain sports moments that I can remember over the course of my life where you just sit in awe for like 30 seconds afterwards. And you ask yourself, did I witness what I just witnessed? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'll never forget the Odell Beckham catch down the sideline, like could not believe that in real time. The Bobrovsky save last night, it's just a wide open net. It's an athletic reaction, not even facing the play. I don't think you can get a better save than that. I really don't. I mean, it's right up there. And that game as a whole was amazing. I will say, like, the Panthers fans have really turned out. The atmosphere is great. It's loud for Hagee Winner. You get good news today because the Bennett hand injury is probably not as bad as it seemed in real time. I thought right away maybe broke his wrist,
broke
a hand, something like that. But yeah, that was an unbelievable game. I love playoff hockey, and yeah, Bolts Panthers is quite the rivalry. And man, what a save by Bobrovsky!
So much better to be up 2-0 than going back to Tampa 1-1. Like, that is that Bobrovsky save really could have changed the entire outcome of the series, in my opinion. Because if Tampa wins that game in regulation, and now you're going back to Tampa and you feel like, you just got that first one, but now Tampa, because Vasilevskiy was unbelievable last night. I was saying to Solana and Crowder, Vasilevskiy's being talked about today if Bobrovsky doesn't make that unbelievable save.
Yep, totally. And Vasilevskiy's had a pretty good series so far. I mean, Florida's been the better team through two games. They deserve to win both games, but that's part of the hockey playoffs. I'm a Leafs fan. The Leafs have played Tampa Bay in the first round for the past couple of years. They won one, they lost one. And I've seen the Vasilevskiy performances firsthand where one team dominates the game, but the goalie steals it. So that's what you're up against. It is huge. Definitely winning those first two games at home. It's massive.
And Rob, aren't the Panthers, they're the favorite. They're the big dogs. Like, we were always used to the Lightning being the guys. We're the guys now, right?
Yeah, the Panthers are definitely a favorite in the series. Getting Verhaeghe back for the playoffs and Ekblad back for the playoffs, it was huge for the team as well. And I think they're the most complete team in the East, top to bottom. Carolina is right up there as well. I mean, it's hockey. There's tons of variance, right? This is not like, you know, basketball. There's so many scoring plays over the course of the game that you play a 7-game series, the better team tends to win out. In hockey, it's completely different. You don't have to be the best team over the course of 7 games because there's so few scoring events. But the Panthers, to me, I mean, they're just a very, very complete team. I think, you know, top to bottom, forward, defense, and the way Bobrovsky's playing this year relative to what, I mean, he was great in the playoffs last year. Don't get me wrong. But if you remember going into the playoffs last year, goaltending was a question mark. He didn't have a good season. This year, he's been way better. So I think all around, Panthers right now are looking like a definite cup contender.
Well, your Maple Leafs, let's bang out some picks here. So your Maple Leafs, they've got a big one tonight. And then whoever wins that series, Toronto and Boston, they get the right to be abused by the Panthers. But we'll start with tonight. Leafs and Bruins, Toronto, I saw -115, Boston -105, so pretty even.
It's pretty even right now. There's a huge question mark in this game. So William Nylander is one of the best players for Toronto. He hasn't played yet in this series, and it's been very hush-hush about what's going on with him. Like, no one in the city knows. It's just pure speculation as to why he hasn't played the first two games of the series. He skated this morning, but no one has any idea if he's going to play. And honestly, that makes this game impossible to bet. For a comparison, for a Panthers fan, this would be trying to bet a Panthers game without knowing if, like, Matthew Tkachuk or Carter Verhaeghe is playing in the game. It's going to make a substantial difference to whether you like them or not. So the city's buzzing right now. I can say that, having finally got the monkey off the back and beating Boston for the first time all year. But it's really, really challenging to handicap right now, just not knowing if one of your best players is
going
to play.
Are you going?
I'm not going tonight. I plan on being there for Game 4 on Saturday night. But yeah, that's going to cost. I mean, it's going to have to be a good betting week, Mark, because that's going to cost an arm.
Imagine in Toronto, because I get, you know, we did the show yesterday at the hockey game, and then I can look on SeatGeek and get in prices. Your jaw would drop, you know, for a really good Panthers team against a rival. Like, your jaw would drop.
So I will say this, relatively speaking, it's not even comparable. The tickets in Toronto will be way more expensive. Towards the end of the season, it looked like Toronto and Florida were going to play in the first round of the playoff for a long time. And I was really hoping that would happen because it would actually be cheaper for me to fly to Florida, get a hotel for 3 or 4 days, go to both of those games than it would be one night out in Toronto at a game. It's pretty nuts. The demand is extremely high for these playoff games. A nosebleed will cost you $500, and that would be like standing room only type of nosebleed. You want a good seat for tonight's game, you're looking at $1,500, upwards of that.
Yeah, that is a hockey mad country, man. Mm-hmm. How about the Heat tonight? Heat are, they were 14.5 point dogs. I just saw that they were 14 point dogs. Heat in Boston tonight, game two.
Yeah, so I don't like these large spread kind of games. I've talked about this many times on this show before. To me, Boston's the class of the league. I really feel as though this is the year where they're finally going to get over those choke jobs from years past. I mean, in game one, they pretty much could have named their score. They're up by 32 at the end of the third quarter. Now, Eric Spoelstra is known as one of the best coaches in making game-to-game adjustments. He's always been known for that. That's why I'm not going to count Miami out here, but the talent discrepancy is very large with Jimmy Butler out of the lineup. So it's really tough. There is a prop that I've played for this game that I played in game one. I'm playing it again in game two. That's Nikola Jovic over 7.5 points tonight. It was 6.5 in game one. It's 7.5 now. I don't think that's enough of an adjustment. His minutes have gone way up down the stretch. He played 26 minutes in game one. And with the Heat being shorthanded, they need some creativity on offense. I think Jovic is going to get a lot of minutes again, probably mid-20s. He can push the pace in transition. He can hit those open threes on the wing. I think that's something the Heat are going to have to try to do tonight, is get some more balanced scoring. Tyler Hero game one, I mean, he just couldn't carry it. So that's the way I'm looking tonight. If you're in Miami, you want a prop to bet for the game, I think Jovic over 7.5 is a pretty good look.
By the way, he got downgraded to questionable, I believe. Didn't he, Solana? Downgraded to questionable?
Yeah, he is questionable for tonight with a back issue. But the expectation is he's going to try to play. But he is questionable.
Yeah, I mean, the bet's in the account for me no matter what. There's no turning back now. So if he plays, he plays. If not, it gets if it's not, it just gets canceled. So either way, one way or another, you're not out of luck if you end up putting that bet in.
I had Tkachuk over 3.5 shots on goal last night. I'll shoot you some of my NHL plays for tonight. What's so funny?
Yeah. You know, the last time you did this, Mark, you went on like an incredible cooler afterwards, right? You brought up a few winners on the show. You're talking about the parlays you hit. A week later, I'm back on and you're like, Rob, I'm on this epic bad run. We need some winners.
Bro, I'm like 1 of 18. That was my first win in like 18 wagers. It's been unbelievable what I've been doing.
Rob, he has to move. He's in the process of moving.
It's been unbelievable. I was thinking about this one. The Celtics right now, I was looking, they are minus 20,000 to win the series. Might that be a decent investment?
I would say no. I mean, here's the thing. You get to a point.
Is there ever a minus 20,000 bet that would appeal to you?
So there's people who stand in different camps on this, right? And to me, if I like a big favorite, I'll bet the big favorite. Sometimes you suffer the repercussions of that losing, right? Like I've bet there's going to be no safety in a Super Bowl before at minus 1,000. And there was a safety in that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Super Bowl. I bet no kick to hit the upright.
No doink. We remember that one
last year at minus 650 or whatever. And I lost that. But over time, you expect to win more of those than you lose. It's just crippling when you lose. I know somebody who bet Purdue in the first round of the NCAA tournament last year at minus 8,000 and lost that bet. Like that's so it's risk reward, right? To me, the goal of betting, obviously, you want to win. but you want to prevent yourself from going bust. So like, I kind of draw a line in like the minus 1000 to minus 2000 range. But hey, listen, if you think something is a really good bet, you know, the biggest bet of my life that I ever made was Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. And I was betting him at like minus 500 in that fight and minus 400. I thought the probability that Mayweather was going to beat McGregor is over 99%. And you're getting a price that's like 85 or 90%. So if you feel you have an edge, bet it. You just got to, you know, don't chase the losses. If it does lose, you got to be in a good mental state if you lose that bet.
All right, one more before Rob Pizzola leaves us. Marlins Braves tonight. Marlins stink, but Sixto Sanchez is on the mound. Braves are minus 240, Marlins plus 180.
I know you guys, I know, Mark, you want me to tell you to bet the Marlins tonight so you have some action on the game. I can't do it. I mean, you said they stink. It's your words, not mine. Minus 46 run differential in 25 games this year. Only the Rockies and White Sox are worse. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for Atlanta. You generally know what you're going to get out of him. He's been fairly consistent going on 3 or 4 years now. He has a really good fastball. He throws it about 65% of the time. Miami can't hit the fastball, so they're probably not going to score a lot of runs. You basically need a great performance out of Sixto Sanchez. And the thing with him is Atlanta has this high whiff percentage as a team. They can struggle against pitchers who can rack up strikeouts. Sanchez hasn't been missing bats this season. He throws fastball, slider, changeup, but his fastball gets no movement at all. So what you're seeing teams do is they sit on the off-speed stuff. It's probably what the Braves are going to do. Nothing for me here in this game tonight. I do love to beg big underdogs in baseball if I feel like the pitcher is capable of putting in that great performance, but I don't like the matchup for Sanchez against the Atlanta bats.
You don't think he'll be throwing straight filth?
I mean, he's got a very good changeup.
It's
right?
An inside show joke. It's a Sixto Sanchez joke. The worst thing Solana has ever produced in his life is a Sixto Sanchez song. And this was 4 years ago when Sixto was all the rage, and it's terrible. And he didn't realize it was terrible, and he played it on the air, and we couldn't believe how bad it was. And we haven't had a reason to play it in 4 years, but we're going to play it in the next hour because he's starting tonight for the first time in like four seasons.
You got Solana's produced some cringe content before. I remember the one where he went down to like the food court in the hallway there and just started eating someone else's food. That one was.
Didn't we play for you the golf thing the other day? Beyond Horschel.
Oh, yes. Horschel, I do remember Thompson. That. Well, listen, I mean, everyone goes through that in radio at some point or another.
Sure.
It just happens.
But he made an unbelievable montage of last night's Panthers game that we started the show with. And I'd like to start the 4 o'clock hour with, except I'm running so late now. I don't know what we're going to be able to do. But he produced like this unbelievable montage. But he didn't know that I was coming out of the box today with, hey, did you know Sixto Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins? And we're going to have to play the Noche de Sixto song. And so, and he's already tightly wound because of the Heat game tonight. You know, there's a lot going on in Solana's head.
It's tough. Tough break.
Tough. He's so mad. Look at him.
It is tough. You think we'll have time to play that in the 4 o'clock hour, Solana?
No, definitely won't. But I happen to think that my video down in the food hall wasn't cringe. I mean, it got some pretty decent engagement. So, Rob, I'm going to have to call you out on that.
No, it was a classic form of engagement farming for sure, where you just do something like off the cusp. But right. Like, let's be real. If anyone did that to you in the food court, you'd probably punch him in the face, right? Yeah. I mean, like, or at least have some sort of reaction. So I don't think it was super cool. But if the goal was to generate engagement and views, you did it, Solana.
Isn't that the goal in everyone's life at this point? Clicks, views, likes. That's really where we're at.
It's the reality of the world, unfortunately. Yeah. Yep.
Rob Pizzola. I'm on Twitter and get some Crowder Powder at CrowderPowder.com, by the way. Speaking of likes and whatever.
Yeah, I recall, Mark, when you said when I was
I'm texting
last time
you right now for your address. I'm texting you right now for your address because I just realized that I pulled the old bait and switch. Listen, if I didn't hit the Kachuk over last night, I don't know. But now I've got enough postage to get that thing up there to Canada. What do they got, airmail or something?
Yeah, we'll figure something
send
out.
Them. I'll send you
send it by Moose or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter @Rob Pizzola. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck with your bets.